Last week on the programme, Byron Lee provided us with an excellent demonstration of iPodder 2.0. And main menu listeners may be interested to learn that subsequent to that demonstration, main menu's very own Jeff Bishop has been working very closely with the iPodder development team to ensure that iPodder 2.0 is made as accessible as possible. And if you're interested in joining those efforts, there is a beta program which is underway right now. And if you're interested in joining those efforts to make sure that iPodder 2 is as accessible as it possibly can be, then do drop Jeff a line, mainmenu@acbradio.org, and I'm sure Jeff will be glad to provide you with the appropriate information for testing the new, more accessible version of iPodder. Okay, that said, we've still got the older version here because this is the one which most people will have, and this is the one which is kind of out there in the public domain at the moment. Now, one of the things that people have been asking us about is how do they take advantage of the ACB Radio podcasts. Last month, ACB Radio launched our ACB Radio replay service available from our website, and if you go to acbradio.org, click mainstream, and then click replay, you'll get to the ACB Radio replay page where you can catch up on the last week's worth of ACB Radio programs. So, for example, if you want to hear main menu, then you go to that page and listen to the Wednesday replay and you'll get main menu, because of course main menu starts at 1 Universal on a Wednesday, you see. If you wanted to catch Marlena, then you would listen to the Monday replay. And the great thing about the replay service is that those programs are available as soon as they've finished, pretty much. As soon as the program block has finished on ACB Radio Mainstream at around 3 Universal, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 Pacific on the preceding evening in the United States, those programs will be available for you. So no more waiting for those pesky on-demand archives to be updated. So do check it out, the replay service, and let us know what you think. Now, we mentioned last week that, of course, this podcasting thing has taken the world by storm. And, of course, it has. Everyone seems to be doing the old podcasting thing now and podcatching. It is catching, I'm told. And Byron, of course, gave us that that wonderful demonstration of iPodder, which, of course, you can listen to from the ACB Radio archives. And I would urge you to do so. Now, one or two of you, as I say, have written in and wondering, well, so is ACB Radio podcasting? And if so, what and how can we get it? Well, what we thought we'd do as a trial, really, a bit of an experiment, is to podcast the replay files so that all the days from the previous week, well, from the last 7 days, so from yesterday and in a couple of hours from today, will be available to you pretty much straight away as MP3 files on your computer so you can listen to them. So how do you do this? Well, there's a couple of things. I'm not going to give you a complete demonstration of iPodder because Byron's already done that, but I have iPodder installed here, so let's just alt-tab to it.
iPodder Podcast Receiver V2.0.
There you go. I hope the speech is slow enough for most people. I do sort of try and find an appropriate balance that's not too quick and not too slow. First thing you need to do is to go to your file menu with Alt-F in iPodder.
Import feeds from app. Control shift on dial.
Okay, the file menu is opened. I don't have a lot of verbosity on at the moment, but believe me, it is. Import is the top option, so I'm just going to arrow down here.
Export feeds, preferences, dialog.
Okay, there's preferences, and this is what we're looking for, so I'm going to press enter.
Property sheet, preferences, general threading, network settings, player advanced, set the general options for the iPodder application at startup only, show iPodder in this item tray, checkbox uncheck.
Okay, we've got a couple of options, show iPod in the system tray, show iPodder in the system tray, and so on and so forth. And it is important to reiterate, and we've said this a couple of times on ACB Radio, but I really want to make it absolutely clear, you do not need to have an iPod to be into this whole podcasting thing. So what you need to do is to tell iPodder where to download the contents. So when you get your ACB Radio shows through iPodder, you need to know where they're going to be on your hard disk because you've got to be able to find them, haven't you? So let's just tab through here.
Run a check for new pod. Play downloads right after there. Edit box. Stop downloading. Edit box, download podcasts into this folder, Dave.
Here we go. Download podcasts into this folder. And I am going to tell it that I want them to go into /... downloads. Now, you may want somewhere different, and so you would need to specify that. And there is, of course,
browse button.
A browse button there, so you can go and use the mini Windows Explorer to find the place where you want the content to be downloaded to. But I've gone to
download podcasts into this folder, e-downloads.
E-downloads, e:\ downloads. Okay, so that's all we really need to do there.
Save button.
So we're going to go to save, which is really equivalent to OK in most other Windows applications, and hit the space bar.
iPod or podcast receiver v2.0.
Okay, and so now we've got as far as telling iPod where we want our content to be downloaded. And you might already have that set up if you've been using iPod for a little while. Okay, now the next piece of information that you need is the address of the ACB Radio podcast feed. And we will put this on the website so that it's available for everyone to grab. And we'll probably stick it on the replay page. It's not there just at the moment, but we will put this information there for you. So if you don't quite catch this, because it's one of those clunky URLs, you'll see what I mean. Let's see. It's
http://www.acbradio.org/news/.
So acbradio.org/xml/podcast.php?PGM and then an equals sign. And so that's the same for all our feeds. We actually have 7 feeds available.
W.
And what you can do is you can tack on a day name at the end of that. So if you only want a specific day, if you only want main menu, for example, you'd put on Wednesday, which is what we've got here. So I'm going to copy this. I'm in Notepad at the moment. I'm going to copy this to my clipboard. Okay, so I've got that in the clipboard. And as I say, if you didn't catch that, because it is a fairly clunky URL, http://www.acbradio.org/news/xml/podcast.php?PGM=, and then the day name. So we will put these links on the website, and we'll put them on the replay page. So if you go to acbradio.org, click mainstream, then click replay, and those links should be on that page within the next day or so. So I've got this copied to my my clipboard now, and this is the link. Let me just show you what it looks like if I bring it up in Internet Explorer, because if you ever land on a page like this, then you will know that it is an RSS feed or it is a podcast. Podcasting is really just one way of using RSS. So just going to show you what it looks like in Internet Explorer. Okay, the page is just coming down. Come on.
Progress 1%.
Oh, dear. My DSL seems to be rather slow at the moment. Oh, here it is, I think.
Top.
Right.
XML version 1.0? Same page link. RSS version 2.0. Same page link channel.
Okay, so if you ever come across a page that looks like that in your browser, then that page is in fact what the browser is seeing as being the feed for an RSS feed. So you can go to the address bar with function key 6 or Alt-D, I think, possibly.
Combo edit box.
Yeah, Alt-D seems to work here as well. And you can copy the link into your RSS reader, or if you know that that RSS feed includes podcasts, then you might want to add it to your podcatching client, such as iPodder or Accessible Podcast, or, you know, there's plenty out there, or Accessible iPodder, whatever it's called. Let's go back to iPodder then and add this.
iPodder podcast receiver V2.
There it is. Okay, so now we need to go to the Tools menu with Alt-T.
Check all F5. Catch up F. Check selected.
And I'm just arrowing down.
Add a feed. Control
add a feed. Oh, there is a Control-N shortcut for that.
Edit box Earl dialog. Add a feed title Earl. Go to subscriptions tab to see this feed's episodes. Checkbox. Check disable. Cancel button.
Okay, so we're being asked to add a URL. So let's just edit tab to the edit box. Okay, so now we're going to control V to paste in this feed to the ACB Radio Wednesday podcasts, which include main menu and a highlight from the previous week's programming. Usually something like Handyman or Blind Like Me or one of the highlights from the previous week, but main menu is your first program as part of the Wednesday program block on ACB Radio Mainstream. And I'm going to press enter.
iPod or podcast receiver V2.0.
Okay, and it should have done it now. Now, if you remember from Byron's review last week, there were a couple of focus issues with this program. So what to happen is they are resolved if you alt-tab away and then alt-tab back. But these are going to be fixed in the new version, which is going to be along very, very soon.
iPod or podcast. No selected item. No default channel state subscribe MB0.
Okay.
ACB Radio Replay podcast state subscribe MB0.0.
There it is. It's at the bottom of the list and it's called ACB Radio Replay.
No selected item.
And I've tabbed.
Replay for Wednesday state to download MB20.8 location HTTPW.
Okay. And so the first combo box has your list of feeds.
ACB Radio Replay podcast.
And it's called ACB Radio Replay. And as I say, these are trials, so we will obviously look at improving these based on listener feedback. So there it is at the bottom of our list of feeds.
ACB Radio,
ACB Radio Replay. And so now if I tab.
Replay for Wednesday state to download MB20.
Okay, and then the item that says replay for Wednesday.
Replay for Wednesday state to download MB20.8 location http://www.radio.org archives replay wednesday.mp3/1/1.
Okay, just the one item in there. So you can choose, you know, which day you have, or of course you can have all days. And instead of putting a day name at the end of your feed, you just put replay if you want to have absolutely everything. Okay, and as Byron quite rightly mentioned last week, there is a issue with seeing this checkbox, and you need to use your mouse keys or your JAWS keys. So you need to root the cursor to PC. I'm using Window Eyes for this demonstration, so I'm going to press Insert and Plus on the numeric keypad to root the mouse to the Windows focus.
Pointer out at the list view.
Pointer out to list view, and then I'm just going to move back by clip, which is insert and 7 on the numeric keypad.
HTTP 20.8 to down, replay for web graphic.
That's what I wanted, that graphic, and I'm going to press the left mouse button on the numeric keypad, which is just above the 8.
Left.
Okay, and I've now...
Replay for Wednesday state skip removed.
Skipped Wednesday, and that's how you toggle that. If you find something that's skipped and you want to change it to set it to download, then you would click that graphic. If you want to set it to skip, as I have done, because I don't particularly want to download last week's main menu, because I've already got it, because I recorded it, and then obviously you click that graphic, and it's a toggle. And in the next iPodder, it will be much easier to toggle that graphic. Believe me. And so if you do have that checked, essentially when a new file becomes available, when a new program becomes available for you, iPodder will automatically see that that's available, and it will download it to your computer, and it will download it to the location that we specified earlier on. And you can, in fact, specify a location that is on a removable disk. So if you have an MP3 player that appears as a drive in, you know, my computer, then you can have your files downloaded directly to that device. And so then when you go on the road or do whatever it is you do, when you take your MP3 player with you, you've got all your ACB radio programs. You've got the latest ACB radio programs, so you can listen to them wherever and whenever you like. Well, that's about it for another main menu. Time for us to log off once again. Thanks very much to our contributors this week. And don't forget, of course, main menu is your program. We would love and welcome and absolutely cherish your submissions. So if you've got any ideas about things you'd like to hear on main menu, or if perhaps if you'd like to demonstrate a piece of technology which you find particularly useful or particularly unuseful, do let us know. Is unuseful a word? Anyway, this has been main menu for the 4th of May. I'm Dave Williams, and may the 4th be with you.